Okay, so let's go over Rav Chista again. Lama Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, ready? Okay, so Rav Chista is going back to the original question of when, what was the stira between the Mishnayos? The Mishnah here says the din is chozer. And the Mishnah in Bechoros says Masha Asa Asli. Okay. So Rav Chista says, Kan she notal v'nosan biyad, kan she lo notal v'nosan biyad. So what is the difference? The difference is whether the Dayan was proactive, right? I mean, Rashi says, Rashi's a little bit out of order, no? The last Rashi, nosan v'nosan, should probably be the first one. He's just describing the term. What it means, nosan v'nosan? It means who atzma gova mizev v'nosan lezeh. It means the Dayan himself stepped in, took the money, collected. Gova means to collect. Collected the money from this one, and he gave it to that one. So when is nosan v'nosan biyad, then it's masha asa asli. And lo nosan v'nosan biyad, ele shet sivo lebaldin, v'hu ose me'atzma, machzir amama mizeh shekiblo lezeh shenosno. But if the Dayan didn't step in and take the money and give it to the plaintiff, but he just told them, he told the defendant, you owe him $100, and he, on his own, gave it over, then the din is chozer. Right? Okay. So now the Gemara is like this. So now the Gemara has a problem of terminology. All right? I mean, it's bigger than terminology, but let's see. Is it like this? Bishlomo chayav es hazakai. So let's go back to the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah from Bechoros, right? The Mishnah says what? Ziko es hachayav and chayav es hazakai. So if you'll say chayav es hazakai, so what does that mean? What's chayav es hazakai? That means what? So that's what it says. If it's in the statement of Chiyev Es HaZakai, where he said that the Nitva has to pay, so now it's possible to say what? That he was a no, and it's Masha Asa Asoi. So we can say, when is it Masha Asa Asoi? When it's Nosav and Nosav Biyad. When the Dayan says to the defendant, you have to pay, and he goes and he takes the money from him. So then the Dayan. Let's just say something very, very simple, right? Now, the assumption is nosav nosam yad. It's like Rashi. It means physically. When is it masha asa asoi? When the dayan is physically involved in carrying out the din, right? So you can have him physically involved in carrying out the din when he says the nitba is chayev, and then he takes the money from him and gives it to the toveya. But Zika es hachayev hechi mishkachas lo. Right? The Omale Potter, what does it mean to say Zika es hachayev? All it means to say is that you say to the nitva, you're Potter. So nothing is moving. No money is moving. No money is changing hands at all. V'halo notal v'nosan biyad. So there's no nosav and nosav biyad over here at all. Let me just change this, right? When the guy says chayav, so then you could say, no, this is the masha asasi cases. So when it's chayav and he's a nosav and nosan, so then it's masha asasi. But when he says putter, you can't say he's putter and he's a nosav and nosan. That's why it's masha asasi. There's no movement of money. There's no transfer of funds. Correct? So that's why the Gemara says, Kevan de Omar Potter Ata Kimoshin Notal V'Nosan Biyad Dami. So that's the Gemara's answer. Whatever the Svarav is, but once he says you're Potter, since he said you're Potter, it's equivalent to being a Nosa V'Nosan Biyad. Right? And Rashi says, V'zehoya Muchzak Kevan de Omar Le Potter Ata. He said, you are putter. And the guy was a muchzak. V'akvuhu al piv. And he kept it by the word of the Dayan. Kimi shenosan biyad dummy. Strange Rashi. Rashi like struggling to try to work it out. First of all, what does it mean he's a muchzak? What does he mean by that? No, you know what muchsak, what does the muchsak mean in the halachic terminology when you say someone's a muchsak? What does it mean? No, a muchsak. Very important basic term. Muchsak means the one who's holding on to the object. That's what it means. The one, that's right, the one who is, who has possession of the thing.
What's the thing in this case, the money?
So in this case, the thing is the money. So Rashi's saying there really is money, right? There really is money that the guy actually is holding in his hand. And the Toveya is trying to remove it from his hand, but he really has got it in his hand, right? And so he's holding it in his hand. He wants to know what to do with it. The Dayan says, you're Pater. So now he's akvu. He holds on to it. He prevents it from leaving his hand. And he's doing that because of the Dayan. That somehow, he says, is like the Dayan is nosan biyad. Kemisha nosan biyad. There's no nosav in nosan over here. It's just there, but there is like a nosan biyad. Right? Okay. Let's go through the pshat now. So now the Gemara has a problem with the so that settles the what? We can settle the Mishnah and Bechoros by saying what? Chiv es azakai is also because he literally took it and gave it to the Toveya. But Potter but Zika es achayav is equivalent because the guy was holding the money. The Dayan said, hang on to it. And he did that by the word of the Dayan, and that's like the Dayan giving it to him.
It seems weird to say that that's like me, Shanatov and Nassan, but when he commands the guy to do it.
Okay, I agree. I agree that's difficult. But let's just get all... I just want to get all the pshat clear, and then we'll come back and we'll try to work on the svara. So now what's the next point in the Gemara? The Gemara says like this. So that's the Mishnah in Bechoros. So fine, you can work at the Mishnah in Bechoros. But you have trouble with our Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Why? So the Gemara says, Elamas nisin diketani dine mamunas machzirin bein lezechus bein lechova. Okay, so all of this was... This whole case was... This whole thing is the Masha Asa Asa case, right? Now, this is all Masha Asa Asa. Right? But this case is now the Machzirin cases. Okay? Still have the same parties. Okay? Now, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Machzirin bein lezuchos bein lechova. Okay? Correct? So what does that mean? Bein lezuchus bein lechova. Bishla ma lezuchus mishkachas la. So what's the case of lezuchus? When is the case where you're chozer lezuchus? So it means you started out saying that you're chayev. So who would be chayev again? It would be the toveya, right? So first they said to the nitva you're chayev. And then they switched it to the Dayan was not a Nosa Venosan, right? He didn't pick up the money and give it to the other guy. So therefore he can change it. He can say you're Potter, right? That's not a problem. Because he wasn't Nosa Venosan, right? But Lechova hechi mishkachas lo. But how are you going to say lechova? Because lechova means that you started out and you're saying you're potter, right? But you told me a minute ago that right when you say potter, it's already like nosa v'nosan. So once you say potter, you shouldn't be able to turn it into lechova. You shouldn't be able to say machzir nesadin. You shouldn't be able. It's a trap. He said a clever trap. Right, he got him to admit that when he says potter, it's automatically like he's a nosav nosam biyad. So then it's impossible to be chozer. Oh, but the Mishnah says openly that machzirin bein lezuchus bein lechova. So what does it mean to be machzir lechov? Doesn't that mean where I originally said you potter? and now I can say you're a chayev? Oh, but how can I say you're a chayev? Once I said you're potter, and you were a muchzak and you held on to it, then it's like a mash. Then it's like a nosav and nosam biyad, and mash also asli. Right, Yonah? Okay. Now the Gemara has to work through this one. Ready? De Omer Lay Potter. The Omer's Cave and Domerle Potter Ata Kimoshin Nosa Chinot of Nosan Biadami. So you're stuck. Right, here's the Gemara's answer. Chada Kitani. There's only one case in the Mishnah. Rashi. Liolam Lechova Ein Machzirin. You're right. This case doesn't exist. The Potter case doesn't exist in the Mishnah. Can't. Because once the guy says putter, it's a done deal. It's commission nosa venota. It's commission nosa venota. Nosa venosa. Me'achar ein machzirin me'achar shezikohu. Once he said you don't have to pay, he can't make him pay. Ela mishalem mi beso. The dayan himself is going to be stuck with it. Umasnis in chadekatani. Machzirin hadavar lizichuso. Shel zeh im chayvu techila velo noso venosnu biyad machzirin lezechuso shehu chovoso shel chavero shemachayvin oso lahachzir mashegova. So what does it mean? So it means to go like this. You got to read the Mishnah like this. That if the dayan initially said to the nitba your chayav. Right? And he willingly, and he gave it to him, right? And it was a low nosa venosa. Correct? It was a case of low nosa venosa. So now what does the dayan say? Reverse it. Give the money back. So this transaction of giving the money back is simultaneously now a zechus to this guy, right? And call the chov to this guy. All right. In other words, when the Mishnah is not talking about two cases, and when it says machzirin bein lezechus bein lechova, it doesn't mean two separate cases. It doesn't mean you can undo the din whether you started out lezechus or whether you started out lechov. That's not what it means. It means in a case like this where you told the nitba you're chayev to pay the money, and now you want to reverse it, as long as it was a lo nosa venosa, you can do it. And what do we call that reversal? That is, it's going to now turn out to be a chov to the toveya and a zechus to the nitba. Machzirin, now it's machzirin lizichuso shehu chovaso shechavero. Now we give it back to the defendant, so now we give him a zechus, but that turns out to be a chov to the original guy. Why? Because we're mechayvin him to return it. Okay, let's just go through it again. Why couldn't we use this trick the first time around? That's not possible. I mean, the first time around, it's not possible, right?
First time around being the top case we're in.
Right. No, let me just think this through again. No, it's that the problem is that right. The problem is that once we say if you're putter, you can't undo it. Right. So then you can't. So then there's only one case where it can be chozer. The only case where it can be chozer is where it's chayev, and the dayan didn't give it over himself. So then the question is, what does it mean? You can reverse it lechov and lezechus. No, it's just description of one case. You can do a reversal in the case where you initially made him pay. Now you have to reverse it. So now it's going to be like to the detriment of the plaintiff and to the benefit of the defendant. That's all the Mishnah means. You can do a reversal that is to the detriment of the plaintiff and the benefit of the defendant. What kind of reversal is that? That's where you initially said the defendant has to pay. Good? Okay. Not so. Now the Gemara says, that's good. You worked out that case. The only problem is it doesn't fit into the Mishnah. Okay? Why? Because the Mishnah, like we mentioned the other day, is a comparing is a comparing Mishnah. It's comparing nefashos to mamonos. So there has to be a case that's like this in the realm of nefashos that we're saying you can't do. So there has to be a case that one reversal would simultaneously be considered a zechus to one guy and a chov to another guy. Right? So how do you have a case like that in Dini Nefashos? Dini Nefashos, like we were discussing in the beginning, let's say the Sanhedrin says, let's say a guy who is Machal Shabbos, right? So when they say you're Chayav Misa, that's a chov to the guy, right? And when they're Machzir, and when they say you're not Chayav Misa, that's a zechus to the guy. But there's no other party that we can say the zechus to him is a chov to the other guy. In Dine Mamonis, there are two parties that are locking horns. And when one is up, the other is down, like Esav and Yaakov, right? They both can't walk out of the Beis Din happy. So, I mean, they should be happy philosophically, but not monetarily. So, when one is up, one is down, that has to be. Because the whole Beis Din comes from one guy claiming something from another guy. But if a guy is Chayav Misa, if Beis Din says you're Chayav Misa, that's between him and the Beis Din. That's between him and the Sanhedrin. There's no other party that's winning or losing depending on what happens to him. So how could you say in the Dine Nefashos case that when you acquit, when you overturn the conviction, it's a zechus to zeh, and while it's a chov to zeh? Far's answer. So he says, so the Gemara says, ve'ein Machzir and Lechovia. Machzir and the Zuchus is Zuchus Gereda. The Ain Machzir and Lechova Lizuchus, Shehi Chova. So now you have to interpret the Mishnah like this. How are you going to interpret the Mishnah? You guys get your Bekiah straight thing? You have to interpret the Mishnah like this. Right? What does the Mishnah say? It says, Dine Nefashos Machzir and Lizuchus. The Ain Machzir and Lechova. Right? But what do we mean when we say you're machzir and lezuchus? You have to learn like this. Machzir and lezuchus, ve'ein machzir and lechova. Machzir and lezuchus, that means zuchus greda. Right? We'll be machzir to a zuchus. Right? But we're not going to be machzir lechova. What does it mean, Lechova? What does it mean, Lechova? So now Chova means Lezuchus Shehi Chova. Why? Daha Lechova Mamish Lo Motzis Leferushi. Daha Bedine Mamonis Nami Leso. In other words, let's get this straight. Ready? Ready? The Mishnah has to be saying that there's something in Dine Nefashos that we do, right? There's something different in Dine Nefashos than there is in Dine Mamonos. So we have to see what can you do in Dine Mamonos, and we have to say there's something in Dine Mamonos you can do that you can't do in Dine Nefashos. That's the whole point of the Mishnah. That there's some reversal. There's a reversal, or there's an overturning of the din that can occur in Dine Mamonos that cannot occur in Dine Nefashos. Correct? Okay. Well, let's see what is available in Dine Mamonos. So we got through saying there's only one thing that you can do in Dine Mamonos. And what is that? That's when they initially said the person is Chayav, right? And he gave it willingly. Then they can say he's Pater. Right? But if they started out saying that the guy is Pater, they can never say the guy is Chayav. Right? That never happens. That's not possible. Okay? So all they can do is what? Is when they say the guy is Chayav initially, they can now say he's Pater. But if they said he's Pater initially, they can never say he's Chayav. Sounds a lot like what? Sounds a lot like the Nefashos. So what's the difference now between Dine Mamonos and Dine Nefashos? Now you're telling me in both, they're basically the same. That if they come out with a conviction, they can overturn it. And if they come out with an acquittal, they can't. But there has to be a difference between dinei mamas and dinei nefashos. And now you're telling me that they basically come out the same way. Right? That's the problem. Right? That's Rashi's. De kavose gabi nefashos al korcha chochi boi lefirusha. The Mishnah must be coming to tell you a difference between the two. Okay? So when you're telling me now that you've made Dina Mamunus so strict that whenever there's whenever you come out and saying Potter, you can never say Chayev because it's like Nosa V'Noson already, then it turns out effectively there's no difference between Dina Mamunus and Dina Nefashos. This machzirin lizuchus. So now Gemara explains machzirin lizuchus. What does that mean? That's not a problem, right? Zuchus greater. Shehi zuchus low. Ve'eno chova lebaldino. Could go on chilul Shabbos of eishes ish. So that's not a problem. That's not a problem. We know you can do that. It means to say that if there's the case where the guy's machal Shabbos, it's interesting eishes ish too. So then we say there's no plaintiff in that case, basically. It's basically the Beis Din is coming to enforce the Din Torah. And if they initially said he's chayev misa for chil Shabbos, that would be a chov. And now they can be machzer and say zechus. But that's a pure zechus. Nobody else is affected by that zechus. Right? Not even the guy's husband. I was thinking of the husband. The guy's wife is happy because she's not going to get killed either. So that's fine. So, but that we don't have a problem with. The problem we have is, what does it mean, ein machzirin lechova? Right, how is that ein machzirin lechova different than the ein machzirin lechova of the dini mamas, correct? It means, ein machzirin lechova Lizachus shehi chova. Right? So what does that mean? It can't mean the literal statement that you're not machzir lechova. Right? Because that's not different. Not that's not true. Of course that's true. But it's not different from dinei mamonos. That's the point. We're looking for the differences in dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos. So if in Dine Mamunus and in Dine Nefashos, both of them, neither one of them, you could be machzir from straight zechus to straight chov, it wouldn't be in this Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't have the things that are the same. It only has the differences. Okay? Not that you can be machzir lechov. Of course you can't be machzir lechov. But that wouldn't be a bane Dine Mamunus. That wouldn't be the difference between dinei mamas and dinei nefashos. So we need something that's different between dinei mamas and dinei nefashos. Okay? So it can't be the straight case of machzir and lechov. So what is it then? It must mean that when... It must mean what? We can't be machzir lechov. It means a different thing. It means what? Can someone want to explain to me? It means... Yeah? Correct.
Also.
Correct. It means when they initially said the guy is chayev, okay, and now they want to be machzir lizachus, they can't be machzir lizachus if it's going to have any ill effect on someone else. So it really is, really, they're all talking about being machzir lizachus. But when it says machzir lechov, it means when the zachus has an element of chov to someone, then we can't undo the din. So that would be the difference. In dinei mamonos, whenever you're machzir lezechus, there's always a chov to the other guy. Right? That relationship of being machzir lezechus always incurs a chov to the other party. That you're allowed to do in dinei mamonos. But you can't do that in dinei nefashos. When you're machzir lezechus, but it has an element of chov in it, you can't do that in Dina Nefashos. Which sounds reversed, right? Now it sounds like Dina Nefashos is more chomer than Dina Mamonos. Right? Whenever I start, in Dina Mamonos, anytime I start out and I say, let's go through the cases. Dina Mamonos, if I said you're putter, then I can't be Machsel L'chov, right? Because that's done, Mashal Sasli. But if I said you're Chayav, then I can undo that din. I could be Machsel L'zachus. Now, when I'm Machsel L'zachus, is anybody unhappy? Of course. The owner's unhappy, right? Because now he has to give back the money that that you gave him. So in Dine Mamonis, there always is a happy party and a sad party. So whenever I say you're machzir l'zachus, it's only a zachus to one guy. It's always a chov to the other guy. So in Dine Mamonis, I can be machzir l'zachus, even though it's a chov to the other guy. But in Dine Mamonis, I can't.
In Dine Nefashos.
In Dine Nefashos, I can't. If reversing the conviction would cause somebody to be unhappy, somebody to be considered indicted by that, then I can't do it.
Such as?
Ah, so that's what the Gemara says. Chovase deman. So who's the other guy? Right? Who? Who would be the guy? Halokasha, that's not a question. That's not nice. They could have said, here's the answer. They don't have to say, that's not a question. Chovase to Goel Hadam. It would be the Goel Hadam. Shekosha be'enav shezen nitzel. Means the Goel Hadam. He's in the balcony. He's in the galley. He's watching the case, eating his popcorn, and then they say, you're chayev. Yay! And then they want to come back and say, no, we're going to let him go. The Goel Hadam's going to stand up and start screaming. So that would be a reversal. That's a zechus to the guy, but a chov to the Goel Hadam. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question: Mishum chovasi the Goel Hadam katlinan lei lahai? So because he's upset, we have to kill this guy? It's an amazing Gemara, isn't it? It's almost like they're just following the trail without looking up at where they're going. Right? And then they're just like working out the possible pshat. And then they say, well, this is the only possible pshat, but it comes out crazy. Like, is there really a havamina to say something like this? You know, that's one of those. So anyway, va'od, my bane. And furthermore, we never really should have even gotten started with this because the plain pshat in the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. You want to tell me that it's one case. You want to tell me that Dini and Mamonis were only machzir in one case. What's the case? When it starts out l'chova, then we can turn it to zechus. And what does it mean? It's a zechus that's also a chov to someone else. You want to say it's chada. But the Mishnah is very clear. It says machzirin, bein l'zechus, bein l'chova. It doesn't say you're machzir l'zechus shehi chova. It says bein l'zechus, bein l'chova. It's clearly two separate cases. So Rav Chista is out. Sounds like Rav Chista is out. Let's just review. Why is Rav Chista out? Because he had this idea of Nosav and Noson Biyad is what makes it Masha Asa Asli. Okay? But then the Gemara says there has to be a case where your putter, with a based and says your putter, and that's also Masha Asa Asli. But there's no action of the Dayan when he says putter. So then he had to say putter is equivalent to giving, and it can never be unturned. But then it turns out in the Mishnah, there can't be a case. Then it turns out, halachically speaking, whenever the Dayan says putter, that can never be undone. So what did the Mishnah mean when it says you can be machzir l'chova? It can't be machzir l'chova. Once you said putter, that's equivalent to nosav v'nosan, and nosav v'nosan is masha asasli. So how can the Mishnah say when you said that you can be machzir l'chova? That implies you started out with a patur, and now you say, oh, masha asasli. No, so then he had to reinterpret that in a very far-fetched way. Because when he says you can be machzir l'chova, it means you can be machzir l'zechus, even though it's a chova to the other guy. Oh, but then it turns out that must be exactly what you can't do in Dini Nefashos. So it means that in Dini Nefashos, if they convicted the guy and they realized they made a mistake, they can't undo it because the Goel Hadam is going to be upset. Right? So the Gemara sounds like it's just giving up on that whole That whole thing is gone. But anyway, not that he didn't have a good idea, but it didn't work out. Just factually, he can't work it through the Mishnayosin. So let's see. So Ravina comes to the rescue, right? So as the Gemara just ends off Kasha. Now Ravina Omar kagon shehoyu lo biyado mashkon v'not lo mimenu. So what does that mean? Ravina comes back and he answers the Kasha on Rav Chisda. So let's just review. What was the Kasha on Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda says, once I say potter, masha asa asoi. I, the Dayan, didn't do anything. So Ravina says, no, here's the case. Yonah and Avi come again to Beis Din. This time it's a little more interesting. Right? How's it go? Anyone want to tell me? Right. So in other words, a guy comes to Beis Din, the Toveya comes to Beis Din and says, he owes me $100. Right? And here's the mashkon, here's the security that he left me for the loan. Right? And basically, he wants the Dayan to say, you're right, you're owed the $100. And then he could keep the mashkon as his payment. So basically, what happens is he's holding something that he admits belongs to the other guy, but he's saying he has a right to hold on to it because of a debt that the other guy owes him. So Yonah and Avi come into the Beis Din, and Yonah's holding Avi's favorite sefer, and he says, this was his mashkon, and he says, I want to keep it because he owes me the money. So I say, no, he doesn't owe you the money. I take the thing out of your hand and I give it to Avi. So I said effectively that the nitba is potter, and I did a maisa of nasa v'nasam biyad. That's the case of masha asa asoi by potter. But if you just came in with a claim and you didn't have anything in your hand, and I just said the other guy's potter, that would be mach. I could be machzer that din. So basically, all that comes out of this whole thing is what? One is two questions. Okay, we want to boil all the facts down to two svara questions. Okay, one is, what is the general concept over here of masha asa asli based on nosav and nosam biad? And the other one is whether putter is equivalent to nosav and nosam biad or not. That's really all it comes down to. Right, Rav Chisda held it is, and Ravina held it's not. So then Ravina had to come up with a case of where there's a maisa based in of Nosav and Nosam Biad by Pater. Right?
Can you say them again?
The two questions, yeah. Right? Was one is just the basic idea of how this whole approach is very different from what we were saying before. Now, in order to say that the din is fixed, there has to be a Maisa of Nosav and Nosam Biad. That we never really analyzed. Why should that be? But then the other question is, everybody agrees that's clear when the Dayan says you're chayev. But what about when the Dayan says you're potter? Do we say that that's equivalent to nosa v'nosa, and that's Rav Chisda? Or do we say that's not, and in order to say potter and masha asa asoi, there has to be a maisa of the Dayan of basically removing the guy's security. Right? Otherwise, it's just considered... otherwise, it's not nosa v'nosan. Because you really, Ravina was clever. Ravina figured out a case where you could be a nosa v'nosan by the case of potter. What's the case? Where the guy with the toveya comes in with a security deposit, right? With a mashkon, and now the dayan says potter, give him back the mashkon. So if the Dayan takes the mashkon and gives it back, then he was a nosa v'nosan on a potter, right? And Ravina holds, that's the only way you'll say masha asa asoi on potter. Whereas Rav Chisda held, just saying potter alone is enough. So that's what I'm saying, it's two questions. It's basically, is there a general idea of nosa v'nosan, why that should be the issue of whether masha asa is asoi? And then the other question is, do we say, what would be what's the machlokus of whether putter requires a maisa as well, or if putter is considered to just be automatically nasa v'nasan? Right? It's really just basically comes down to that, to those two questions.
Aren't they really the same?
In other words, there could be a question like this. There could be a question. There are always two ways to look at these things, right? If not more. I think this is what you're getting at, Avi. In other words, do we say that they have the same exact svara on the basic concept of nosav and nosam biyad, and they argue about how you view putter, let's say? Or is there really a slightly different svara on the whole idea of nosav and nosam biyad, and that sort of comes out in this difference of whether by putter he has to do something or not? Let me put it to you this way, just to give put a little flesh on the bones. Now, if, for instance, Ravina holds that the key issue is that the Dayan moves his arm some way, and when the Dayan moves, then he's chayev, then obviously that if you associate the Dayan's action with Masha Asa Asoi, then obviously just saying putter is not going to qualify. And if Rav Chisda says it doesn't have to do with him literally moving, but it has to do with him finalizing the whole story, you know what I mean? You could say in that sense they really have two totally different svaras of Masha Asa Asoi, and it's only revealed in one specific case. Or you could work it out differently, that somehow they agree up to a certain point, and there's a point of departure where they disagree. That's your choice. That's a question of shikul hadas. You know, and whenever you have things like this, you can always say they're arguing in whole, and if the machlokas is on a detail, or you can say no, this detailed machlokas really reveals two very different ways of looking at the whole thing. Right? That's always a svara question. You know. Okay, but anyway, on the question, now we can concentrate on the core question of what's the idea of being putter? What's the idea of Masha Asa Asoi dependent on Nosa V'Nosa? All right, we're not going to do the Nimuki Yosef, but I just want to read you a funny thing Nimuki Yosef says. Nimuki Yosef says, he says, on this question, he says there are many, many opinions. Yeah. Seems like there's no real clear answer to this question of what's the crux of Rav Chisda's idea. Okay. Yeah. He says, Harbe Tamim Yesh Shapirshu. Right. He says, Harbe Tam, he says, Nemru bo harbe tamim. Many reasons are given for this. But let's stick with the Yad Ramah, okay? We'll stick with the Yad Ramah, and then I'll try to give you my own possibility. Once there are many possibilities, we can jump in ourselves. But before we even get started with the Yad Ramah, let's just clearly define what changed. Okay, let's just get a clear idea of what changed. What were we working with up till now, and what has changed? So up till now, in terms of the biggest change from the way the Gemara is looking at things, from up till now as opposed to Rav Chisda, what is the key? What would you say is the key change, the key difference in whether the din is chozer or not? Up till now, what's the only thing we were considering and thinking about? The psak itself, right? Up till now, we've just been discussing the Dayan says something that has a validity and an existence of psak, and we want to know if that psak itself can be overturned, right? So there were possibilities. Either the psak has to be rendered by himself as a mistake, or a greater beis din has to undermine it as a mistake, or it has to be, sort of nullified from the beginning, right? The process has to be vitiated. But now we're saying something totally different. Now we're saying that it's not the psak of beis din that can't be overturned. It seems like it's a maisa of the Dayan that can't be overturned. I mean, just on the face of it. It might be totally wrong. But, first impression, I would say that the Gemara seems like it's moving away from the original premise. The original premise was when a dayan says something, that's a psak, that's a din, that has a validity, that has an existence, and it has a reality. Right? And it can't be changed. Now we're saying, no, whatever the dayan says can always be changed. It sounds like there's something else that can't be changed. Something the dayan does can't be changed. Not something the dayan decides. Sounds like, I mean, you know, that's just be off the cuff. If I was just looking at it simply, it would seem that that's the change of the svar over here. And Rav Chisda is adding a new thing. It's the maisa of dayan that can't be undone, not the hachra, not the decision. Yeah. But what does the Yad Ramah say?
We say maisa.
But why? But why would maisa? But what would be the difference? Is the question. What would be the difference? I mean, are we really now saying that the psak of a dayan doesn't have a validity? I mean, obviously it has a validity. I mean, so what? How could we really change things so drastically? I mean, up till now we've been saying, I mean, Rav Chisda doesn't hold what the dayan says has a reality. I mean, if it doesn't have a reality, then what he did doesn't have a reality either. I mean, Mamarashah, right? Obviously, when we say, because when he does something, Masha Asa Asai, that means that when he does it, the psak he gave is fixed. So the psak does have a reality. I mean, the maisa can't be great. The maisa is only good insofar as it's based on what the psak was, right? If the psak was a total mistake, then the giving of the money was also a total mistake. So why should maisa make a difference? If maisa itself needs the validity of the psak, yeah. You see, I mean, let's just without defining it well over here. Can we just say what realm the issue lies in? What realm does it lie in?
What does that mean?
What is the issue that we're dealing with? That was, what's the basic factor? Yeah, go ahead.
Whether an action makes something.
Okay, let me explain a little better what I mean. That was, what would I say determines whether the dayan can reverse his din or not? Yeah. In other words, what is different before the din is affected and after the din is affected? Let's put it this way. The din is a statement about what? Practically speaking. No. That's not what we care about. And more important than that, nobody comes to the basin to find out what happened. What do they come to the basin for?
Obligations.
To know what to do. Right? They want to know what to do. Right? And the dayan is saying, the dayan's decision is to effectuate some kind of a change. Right? Is a statement for what should be done. Either the money should be paid or the money should be withheld, like Rash says, ikvu, withhold it, right? History is not important. No one comes to Basin for historical reasons, for history, to clear up history. They come to Basin to know what to do next, right? So this approach that you're all talking about, I think has a certain concept underlying it, and that is, that as long as the dayan has not acted in a certain regard, the din is still open, because the din is a statement about what should be, and as long as the dayan has not done it, in a certain sense he hasn't completely closed the inyan is not closed. And what is necessary for the psak to be undone? That there's some inyan of it that still is left opened. You know what I'm saying?
Claim.
Huh?
Like a claim? Like someone can still make a claim.
I don't want to say anything more than that.
What's
a different idea. Now, is that, it seems to me the Yad Ramah is taking a slightly different approach than this one. Now, if we think it down a little more deeper, I think I think you're right. The Yad Ramah and what we're saying both hold it has to do with something being left open. The way we're approaching it now, it has to do with the Dayan himself. That the Maisa Dayan was left incomplete. The Maisa Dayan, when you say theoretical, all those words you're saying, what you really mean is that the statement of din is a statement of what should be done. And as long as the Dayan has not done it, he hasn't really fully, he has left open and incomplete, his statement is somewhat incomplete. And it's the incompleteness that allows him to go back and change it. You understand? Whereas the Yad Ramah has a different approach. He has the approach is, do these two guys still have an argument against each other? But we're both looking for something that's left unresolved, something that's left open. The Yad Ramah is saying, as long as the controversy between them can still be left open, then the Dayan can re-enter. We're saying it has to do more with whether the Dayan has fully removed himself from the process yet or not. You understand?
What's unresolved if he read other guy's hands?
Okay, so the question in our approach is, what's unresolved if the money's already passed? It's a good question. Yeah. Exactly. No, it's like another halacha. Reminds me of another halacha. Halacha is that Edim can retract their statement as long as they're still in the process of giving it.
But once they give it,
they can't come back and say, I didn't mean all that. There's a certain element of still being involved in it that allows them to retain control over it. And Ravina, and maybe Rav Chista and Ravina are saying that really Psak is final. There's no such thing as overturning Psak. But there is such a thing as saying the Psak is not. But we have to define clearly when the psak has ended, right? Once it has come to its end, then it's final. But when has it really come to its full end? You know what I mean?
Can I ask a question?